So yesterday we learned that the pasuk "Bisar alato" comes to tell me that basar afapishiyesham baheret imo, that despite the fact that there is an iser involving ktsata baheret, namely the lav of yishamer b'nega atzarat, nonetheless I have a chiyuv to go and to be mal in any event and to cut off the baheret. Now, the question is, this was Rav Yoshe's approach, so the question is, why do I need a pasuk to be matir something which isn't really osur? Because in doing the mila, I have no kavana for doing ktisata baheret. I'm interested only in cutting off the orla. The fact that the baheret is there doesn't interest me. Therefore, it's a davar sheinu mitkaveinu. The davar sheinu mitkavein should be mutar. Om rabaya lo nitzchar el rabbi Yehuda. Apparently, we're saying that the pasuk is needed only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Rav Amar, afilu teima Rabbi Shimon, moder Rabbi Shimon b'psik reisha v'lo yamut. Obviously, this is a case of a psik reisha. There's no way to cut off the orla without cutting off the baheret. Abaye let lehi svora. What are you telling me, that Abaye doesn't know about psik reisha? We know that it's Abaye v'Rava that are always quoted together. The Amri Tavayu, Moder Abi Shimon, B'Psik Reisha v'lo Yamut. Both of them are Moda, that B'Psik Reisha, Rabbi Shimon would never have been Matar Dover She'enu Mitzkavein. True, but that's only Batar D'Shamei Mirava Savra. Originally it was Rava who explained that. When Abaye learned it from Rava, it then became something that he was Makabu and he was Sober. He accepted, and then he went around also teaching that Moder Rabbi Shimon, Pipsi Kresha Velo Yamut. Now others say that this whole conversation about Abaye's early on belief that there was no difference between Pipsi Kresha Velo Yamut and a regular Davar Sheinu Mitkaveinu, and his having learned it from Rava, this whole conversation actually was focused on a slightly different issue, which is also b'nogia hishamra b'nega hatzarat lishmor ma'od v'la'asod. So here the Torah says v'la'asod. Now our gears is a little bit strange, but we'll have to learn it like this. La'asod iyata oseh aval ata oseh al yedei siv sh'al gabei raglo or b'mot sh'al gabei ktefo. Now here we'll have to learn that we're understanding the word lasot, even though the word lasot in the pasuk means to make sure that you do keep the mitzvah. So yishamer b'nega hatzarat specifically is telling me lasot kichol asher yaru etchem. That's the continuation. But we're darshaning it according to this girsa to say yishamer b'nega hatzarat, be careful not to do something which cuts off the nega hatzarat, if la'asot, meaning if it's done directly, but if it's done al yedei grama, let's say you tie your shoe tightly around your foot in a place where there is a nega, and you know that the shifshuf, the friction, will eventually rub off the nega, that's mutter. Or you can carry something and carry a bag on your shoulder, despite the fact that there's a nega on your shoulder, and that ultimately that side of the skin will get worn away. That's mutter. Again, this is pushing it a bit, because the lasot, the pashtut of the pasuk, is that the lasot is another chiyuv, lasot kekol asher yarucha. The other girsa, which apparently Rashi had, and he changes the girsa, sachi girsa, lasot, meaning osea tapasiv shal raglav, that is to say, yishamer benega hatzarat nishmor ma'od, but nonetheless, v'lasot, in other words, you could still do the things you would normally be doing. So I'm not telling you, yishamer benega hatzarat, and not lasot, keep on lasot.
Right. Shomer ma'od, be very, very careful.
Where's it saying shomer ma'od? You mean lishmer ma'od?
Ma'od is just
right. Fine. So that you could do. But mochak abik tefor, you could wear, carry something on your shoulder. V'imav ravra. Now, it was, according to this version, it was on this drasha that we asked Halom HaLikra, not on the version of Ktsitsa Brit Milah. And we asked, isn't it a Davar She'en Mitkavenu? If you're carrying something on your shoulder, and a Davar She'en Mitkavenu is a mutter, why do I need the Pasuk of Lasot? And it was here that Abaye originally said, Lo Nitzrachadu L'Rabbi Yehuda, Diamar Davar She'en Mitkavenu Asur. And it was here that Rava said, Afilu Teimer Rabbi Shimon, Umodir Rabbi Shimon, B'psik Reisha V'lo Yamud. Since there's no way to avoid rubbing off the negat sarat here, therefore, even Rabbi Shimon would be made there. And it was here that the Gemara asked, and Abaye doesn't hold of that. Well, Abaye v'rava darmer tavayu umode Rabbi Shimon v'psik reisha v'lo yamud. And it was here that the Gemara answered, lebata deshame mirava savra. And it was only after he heard this svara from Rava, then he went around saying, in fact, made Rabbi Shimon v'psik reisha v'lo yamud. Now, the question is, the way Abaye understood it before he heard it from Rava, that the Pasuk was only going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. So how did he understand Rabbi Shimon? What did Rabbi Shimon do with the Pasuk? Rabbi Shimon should say to himself, if the Torah needed to be matir, the Brit Mila, even though it's a Dovr Shenem Mitkaven, to be Kotzeitz Tzorat, so that's a Raya that I'm wrong, and apparently a Dovr Shenem Mitkaven is indeed Asur. So what does Rabbi Shimon do with the Pasuk of Basar? Where is it then? Vada. Yeah. So what does Abaye do with this? A little bit of Rabbi Shimon? Obviously in the end it's not a problem, because in the end he's made it, the Rabbi Shimon also made it the Pasuk. But what was he thinking? Amrev Amram, well, it would have to be referring to a case where someone is doing a Brit Milah, and he says, Beferush, look, you know, it's a good thing I'm doing this because I want to get rid of this Baharat. And it's been troubling me. So, Lakutz Baharato, Mitkaven, he says, he's doing it in order to get rid of the Baharat. What do you mean he's doing it? I said, the Gadol is doing it. I mean, what's the child? I mean, so, Tenar Gadol, Katan Ma'ikala Mimar, what are you going to do with the Basar Lato in the context of the Pasuk over here? I mean, it says over here, it's Basar Lato, it says, Bayom Hashmini, Yamol Basar Lato. So what, the kid is really very interested in getting rid of his baharat at this point. He's got a birthmark that he doesn't want in the lockers. What's this all about? Amr Misharchi, no, of course, talking about Bomra Via Ben. I mean, the father of the child is interested in getting rid of the baharat. I mean, he's certainly concerned for his child's welfare. So he says, Lakutz Ben. And whatever, he doesn't want his son to be tummy. An infant will also be tummy with that. I mean, you read the Pasuk of Negayim. It can go away, it cannot go away. We hope that it goes away. That's the whole Sefer HaTorah of Negayim. So, Be'omer Avi HaBen, Lakutz Baharat, Be'nohu B'kom HaChaven. As if he's being mitkaven to get rid of the Baharat, what do I do? Do we let him do the Brit Milah or not? Says the Gemara, let somebody else do the Brit Milah, who doesn't care if a kid has a Baharat. So, if the Yika Acher, Li'avid Acher, the Omer of Shimon ben Lakish, Kol makom she'ata motzei aseh v'lo ta'aseh, im ata yachol lekayem shneihem mutav. If you can be mekayem both the mitzvah ta'aseh and the lo ta'aseh, then that's the way to do it. Now over here, if I get somebody else to do the milah, I can be mekayem both the aseh And the Lord Tassav, the Yishomer B'nei Gatzarat, because the male, he doesn't care if the kid has a Baharat. It's not his business. Only Im Lav Yavol Asev Yitched Lo Tassav. And it says, well, fine. And if there's nobody else, well, what's your problem? You wonder why we have a pasuk, Aliba the Rebbe Shimon. Not La Halacha, because we know Aliba the Rebbe Shimon. La Halacha, why we need it, it's because of secretion. But if you're wondering why, it's not a Dover Shem Miscavenant if you don't hold up secretion. No. You can't come up with a case where I need the pasuk, I understand. Here's a father with his kid. There's nobody else with the Mila. He's very interested in getting rid of the Beharat. So what are you going to tell him? Don't be interested. I am interested. So he has to do the mila anyway. How do I know that from Basar? Even Aliva the Rebbe Shimon. Omar Ma. Yom Tov, then you continue to say, and the difference is that mila, shelo bizmana, would not be derech Yom Tov. Yom Tov ina dochar elo bizmana bilvad. Not a mila. How do you know that a tzorech, like mila, would not be derech Yom Tov? We know that there is a mitzvah of sreifas notar on Yom Tov, yeah? And nonetheless, the Torah says a strange thing, is lo tatir mimeno ad boker, v'hanotar mimeno ad boker, what's the point of repetition there? Why do I say v'hanotar mimeno ad boker? She'in tamid lomar ad boker, what's the point of repeating it? Ma tamid lomar ad boker, the Torah is telling you, I don't mean the morning, I mean the morning after the morning, because the morning will still be yontif, and therefore you can't burn your Korban Pesach in the morning. You'll have to wait until Chol HaMoed. Abaye Omar, Omar Kra, Olat Shabbat B'Shabbat. But anyway, so what do you see from there? That's something that is not a tzerech of yontif directly, even though it's a mitzvah. The Torah says, wait until afterwards. So mila is basically a tzorech chol, and a tzorech from yontif, unless it's mila bizman. Abayom amakra olat Shabbat b'Shabbato, but not olat chol b'Shabbat. You cannot bring an olat chol. So you have, let's say, things that weren't completely burned on the mizbeach yet. You want to bring them up now Friday night? And this carbon had been brought Friday day. You can't do that. V'lo olat chol b'yom tov, nor can you bring on yom tov the basar of the carbon at night. Okay, so if that's the case, then a brit milah is an olat chol b'yom tov. Rava Amar, Rava says it's in the actual pasuk that tells us the iser melacha. It says over there that Kol melacho lo yaseh behem, ak asher yeachel lechol nefesh, hu levado yaseh lechem. It's right, hu levado, hu is one miyut, levado, another miyut. What is the Torah trying to tell us here? So hu means velo machshirin. You can do the melacha itself, but not things that you need to do in order to do the melacha. Levado means only it. V'lob milah shelo bizmana da'ati mikav v'chomer, not a milah shelo bizmana, which I would have thought that it would be doicha from the kav v'chomer. Rashi learns this is the famous kav v'chomer, same one we've been dealing with all along, which is the matzarash doicha aveda milah shelo bizmana, would still be doicha tzaras. We never spoke about milah shelo bizmana, but it's the same kav v'chomer, because milah shelo bizmana is also doicha tzaras. Right, so you have the same kav v'chomer, mila shelo bizmana. If it's derecha tzaras, tzaras is derecha avoda, avoda is derecha shabbos, certainly mila shelo bizmana. So therefore, I need now a pasuk to tell me, can I get that kav v'chomer? The problem is that we were already docha that kav v'chomer before. So what are we bringing right? It was Rava himself who was the one who said that it's not a real kav v'chomer, because maybe the reason that it's docha avoda is because the gavra is in chazi l'avoda. Not because it's more chomer than Aveda, in which case the whole thing breaks down. Here it's Rava saying the same thing. So some learn that maybe the correct Gerser is Rava, not Rava. It was Rava before who said that. But the Baal Amar says it's not referring to that Kal V'Chomer at all. It's referring to a Kal V'Chomer of, if you're going to tell me I can be Derech Shabbos for my own personal tzrachim, So of course you can. I should be able to derech a Shabbos for something which is the tzarech mitzvah that is derech other isur. But in any event, comes along now the pasuk to tell us that you cannot be derech. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi is very simple. The reason it cannot be dofe is because when it comes to Yontif, the Torah calls each day of Yontif, that's also Basilas Melocha, Shabbaton, Yom HaRishon Shabbaton, Yom HaShvi Shabbaton. Shabbaton is a mitzvah asay. Be shovet. In which case that means that every Yom Tov is both a mitzvah asay and a mitzvah lo ta'aseh. And if that's the case, of course, in asay doche, lo ta'aseh ve'aseh, you cannot come along now with a fee of asay to be doche another asay and a lo ta'aseh. I'm sure we say es is doche lo ta'aseh. But not if there's an asay associated with it. My humid asay, mi asay. Why should this asay be stronger than the other one? Klal amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's rule is anything that can be done before Shabbat has to be done before Shabbat, and if you didn't do it, it's not going to be doche Shabbat. Omer Yudah Marav, Lofak Rabbi Akiva. That's how we paskin, and against Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. It's not Nabigabi Pesach, Kiyah Gavna. We have the same machloket when it comes to bringing your korban Pesach. There too. Klalam Rabbi Akiva, Komaloch Hashem, Shalah Lasotam Erev Shabbat, Eino Dochata Shabbat. You need to bring the knife, tough. You should have done that before Shabbos. It's not going to be Dochah, it's only Makshir. It's the Shkita per se. She'ev Shalah Zotam Erev Shabbat. Since the Shkita is only kosher, Vein Arabai now. Okay, so that, you couldn't do it before, that's Dochah Shabbos. Vom Rav Yudah Merav, and there too, Rav Yudah Merav Paskin, Alokak Rabbi Akiva. Why do we need two cases? Ritzricha. The Ashmin Gabi Mila, I'll tell you. By Mila, the reason that I would have thought maybe that's how we paskin is because Hat Amud Machshir Nefesh La'asot Mi'etmol Odocha Shabbos the Leka Karet. You know, maybe over there the reason Rabbi Akiva says it's Klal is because on Mila Bishmini there's no din of Chiyas Mitzvah Legabe Karet because the Tinok is not Chayev Karet. It's only a Godol who isn't Mal who would be Chayev Karet. Obviously a Tinok himself is certainly not Chayev Karet, nor is there a Chayev Karet on not being Mal one's son. It's only not being Mal oneself. Mashenke, the Korban Pesach, which is a Chayev Karet, so maybe over there the Makshirin indeed would be Docha. Avo Pesach Dika Karet and a Lit for Shabbat. And as we've already seen, on the other hand, there's a very big chumra with brit mila. Pesach, okay, mila. You won't do the machshirin. You'll be mevato your korban pesach. But at least that's not a mitzvah that the whole Torah is based on that. That 13 britot avu mila the nichrutu aleh yudgim of britot imalitchu shabbat. I might have thought that I should be dofe Shabbat because of the chumra of the mitzvah. Therefore, tzricha. Yes, and if erev yontif is Shabbos, it's shechtim. Erev yontif shechal b'Shabbos. Just happened this year. Where were you for your korban Pesach this year? Very, very. Probably in Gush Katif. Osim kol tzarchei mila b'Shabbat. You can do anything that is required for the mila itself. So mohalim, you do the actual mila, which is the cutting off of the orla itself. Uporim, then you have to pull back the membrane that covers the atara beneath the orla. Then you have to be motzitzin, and you have to suck out the blood from the wound. V'notnin alea ispalanit v'chamon, and you put on it a bandage together with crushed cumin. Imlo shachak mi'erev Shabbat, and if you didn't prepare the antiseptic on erev Shabbos, lo es b'shinav v'notein, you would best to crush it with a shinui, and then to put it on the wound. Furthermore, it used to be their minhag again as a both as an anesthetic and as an antiseptic, to take wine and oil, to mix them well, which is difficult to do, but you have to, obviously, because of the glycosidy. So you have to really smack them up, and then put it on the wound. Mashen came over here, if you didn't do that, since there's an iser because of shrikat samamanim legizera, so you're not saying zebat smog, zebat smog is not quite as effective. You know, sim lachaluk lachatchila, you cannot make a formed bandage, which is the best way, really, to bandage the wound. So you have a bandage shaped to the shape of the atara. Avul korech alei smartut, but you can use a simple piece of material and wrap it around. It's not quite as good, but that's what you would do if you didn't prepare before Shabbos. V'im lo itkin me'erev Shabbos, if you didn't get it there on Erev Shabbos, again, it's best to do the shinui. Korech al etzba'o mevi afilu nechatzer acheret. Now here, of course, this raises the issue. If we're going again, obviously it's not going with the fever of the air, it's going with the Rachom. According to Rachom, we said before, you can't even do something which would be in Sidrabonim. We brought a riot. So then, why are we saying maybe afilu nechatzer acheret? But it's only, you could say, of course, that this is only if you discover it too late. You already did the meal, obviously. Once you did the meal, obviously, you have to do whatever you need to do. And it's just that we're saying that, okay, but HaFalpik, it's best to do a shinui. Because this is, you know, part of the way we deal with things. It's not a normal chayla. Yeah, and this is in your, yeah, once you did it already, you want to do anything that's necessary to keep away infection and so on. However, it's interesting that there's some who learn that anything that you would be able to do if you found out you hadn't done it because of the sakana, you would be allowed to do the mila in the first place if you're going to need to do it afterwards because of the sakana. Because bishlema to bring the knife, okay, so don't bring a knife, put off the mila till tomorrow. But right now I have all of the kalim that I need to do the mila without any further chilul Shabbos except what I'm supposed to do, which is the actual mila itself. So go ahead and do the mila. Then you're going to need to be mechal Shabbos for the refuah. No, that's then. Now is now, then is then. Why do I need to plan out what it is that I will need? This is the mitzvah b'shata. After the mitzvah b'shata is done, then there's a fiyuv of sakonas and mechal Shabbos for the sakonah. Some go even a step further. There's three shittas in this. Some go even a step further. Ho'il, if that's the halacha, that I can view the mitzvah now as being chal, so if that's the case, I can even do this before. But it's even Rabbanan, all that can't do makshirit of mila in order to allow the mila, but they would be made that I could do makshirin for the refuah of the mila. Because I'm going to do that afterwards anyways. Why do it afterwards? Why do it before? And have it ready for the sakana. There's three approaches. There are others who learn that ain't nothing on me. If you knew in advance that you're going to have to be with Al Shabbat, then don't do it. Why look at each thing separately? It's a very fundamental machlokas here. It's among the Rishonim. It has the implications for Gabi, many, many things in medicine. Whether we look at the moment or we take into consideration the overall, what's going to be required la'achra ha'maisa. Mirta. Now, the question is like this.
This is all Rabbana. This is all under the Rabbana or Rabbana?
The Rabbana, yeah. Mirta. Katani kulu, you said, as far as I can make out, every last thing that you need to do. So what is left that you have to say, kol tzorchei mila? You could do everything. Either talk in klal or talk in prat, but don't tell me you can do everything and then list every darn thing you can think of. If you don't list everything, then just list everything and don't give me a klal. There's got to be latuye mayu. You've got to have something that you left out, and I can't figure out what that is. The answer is the Gemara, a very big Kiddush. Latuye hadetaner habona. The Mishnah is coming to tell me something that I see in a brighter, which is this. Hamol, someone is doing mila. So kolz manchu osek b'mila choser ben alatzitzin ha-me'akvin et ha-mila ben alatzitzin she'ein me'akvin et ha-mila. He finishes the mila. Now, in order to be yotzei the chiyev, All you need is to remove sufficient orla that you have, essentially nothing that covers most of the atara. But if you have let's say you have a little piece of uncut orla that remains covering the atara, but not rubai, so fine, the mila was kosher. It may not be the nicest mila in the world, but it's a perfectly kosher mila. Nonetheless, if he still is involved in the mitzvah, and he hasn't set down his knife and gotten ready to make his bracha and so on, make a shame, then he should go back and continue and fix things up and get rid of the tzitzit. She'einan ma'akvin et hamila. Once he's poresh, and then he realized, oh my gosh, I love it, I didn't even notice a little piece of skin over there. So al tzitzin ha'ma'akvin et hamila chozer. Only on small pieces that would be ma'akev the mila, so they're chofer rov ha'atara, then he's chozer. But al tzitzin she'inan ma'akvin et hamila, eno chozer. What? Very interesting, by the way. You notice it doesn't say hamal b'shabbat, it just says hamal. The Rambam indeed learned this is any mal.
Shouldn't go back to cutting it.
He brings his son, not looking at Shabbos. So Mantana, Piresh, Eno, this by the way is part of the discussions, Legabe. I mean, some use the Rambam in terms of the Shilas and Truvas about elective surgery. Yeah, so in other words, let's say you as a father are concerned with the penis of your child, you don't like the way the mule is done. Can you be chovel in the child what is basically elective surgery? You're doing a nose job, so over here you're doing a phallus job. What's the difference? Basically, you're trying to fix up aesthetics. Is it mutter to fix up aesthetics for somebody else? There may be a nafkamina if a person elects himself that this bothers him and he wants to do this for him. Do you have a right now to hurt someone else, to be chovel begufo, because you feel it's not aesthetic? Maybe he doesn't care. Right now he's too young to know about this. I mean, this is the type of issue that they bring from the Rambam. I personally don't think the Rambam has anything to do with this, but we'll see as we go along what the issue is here. So the Gemara is interested in knowing, Mantana, Piresh Eino Chozer. Who is the author of this Svara? That once you put your knife down, you don't go back to fix up the job of a mitzvah. Omar Rabba Barba Chana, Omar Rav Yochanan. It must be Rabbi Yishmael Ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Broki, because remember, we just had this Machlokas before, where the guy shechted his Korban Pesach, and now he's got to get out the Emurim from the Korban Pesach. In order to get out the Emurim, he has to do a certain amount of Hafshatat Ora. There's no way to take out the Emurim properly without them getting filthy with the hair stuck on them and so on and so forth. So what he does is he's mafshit. Remember, the animal is hanging upside down. It's from his back legs. Mafshit ad ha-chazeh. At the chazeh, once it reaches the chazeh, he's able now to open the animal to get out any of the Emurim that he requires. And Tainas, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Broka, anything more than that is shalol letzorach. So why are you being mechal Shabbos? I mean, to go ahead now and to continue to cut, you're doing hafshata. Stop. The Chachamim omrim, once you started already now, mafshitim et kulo, you continue and you're mafshit the whole thing. Now it seems to be that's the machlokas. As Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Broka said, look, you already stopped being Isaac in the Hapshit. Now you took out the Imam. Why should I take out the whole thing? Then you set down your knife. Same thing over here. You stopped. You don't go back, even if it's nicer. It's certainly nicer. We said over there, we don't want that Katshe Shamayim should be mutal, like a piece of the vela over there, hanging half with the skin half on, half off. So it certainly would be nice to go back, but you don't go back, says Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. L'chora, you have the same situation here. You were Peresh, yes, it would be nice to go back, but according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, it's over, you don't go back? Says the Gemara, Mimai, how do you know? I could actually say the other way around. I could say maybe Atkan lo kama Rabbi Shmuel benosh Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka hatan mishum dolo bin anzekeli ve'anveyu. There's no din of cutting the animal nicely so that it shouldn't be mutal bebizoyan as part of the chelik of the mitzvah. The mitzvah of mila is an aesthetic issue in the first place. So you're going to have now a mila, meaning you're going to have now a penis which is nimo. That is a chefter shal mitzvah and is going to express the nature of the mitzvah in your entire life. So on that, it shayaches hazeh keli v'anveyu. The same way you have to have a beautiful sefer Torah, you also have to have a beautiful mila. But they're certainly not going to say you have to have a beautiful animal that is hufshat. What kind of nonsense is that? You know, you march at the animal or to be macrobated to eat it. Why, where would there be a zekeli v'anveyu?
So,
yeah, of course. Over here, the mila per se is the mitzvah. So therefore, how could it be a zekeli v'anveyu? So maybe Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka would be made that the zekeli v'anveyu is mechayev you to go back. The Tanya zekeli v'anveyu hitzna elef anav b'mitzvot. See to it that you are beautiful in his mitzvot. Nasele farav sukana a lulav na e. Shofer na'eh, tzitzit na'ah, sefer Torah na'eh, v'ktov ba lishmo, v'dio na'eh, v'kumus na'eh, v'lavlar uman. Everything should be perfect. The pen should be properly shaped. The writer should be an expert. Korcho b'shiro yinoin, rapid and beautiful material. Habushol says, va'anveihu. Anveihu is a different meaning. Anveihu can be read as ani vehu. In other words, have domelo. You should be wrapped in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, and be similar to him. Mahu chanun v'rachum, avata ye chanun v'rachum, and follow his midos in the world. You should follow them in your own personal midot. But in any event, this shows that there's no comparison between the case of the Korban Pesach and the case of the Mila. So why would we think that Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka would agree that over here you should stop? Maybe you should continue until you do the job properly. No, I don't think so. I think he's adding an additional thing. We never find there's a machlokas about whether there's a mitzvah as a kibbutz. Elom Ravashi Amani Rabbi Yossi. It's not. Rabbi Yossi is like this. Bein shenira, the Chachamim say first. Bein shenira ba'alil, bein shein lo nira ba'alil mechalin lavet Hashemah. The Chachamim say that in a case where the moon was very, very evidently in sight, the new moon, or in a case where it wasn't evidently in sight, and you're worried that maybe Beit Din doesn't know about it, you're mechal Shabbat. But Rabbi Yossi says, "Im nir eba lielin mechalin olavet Shabbat." If you have every reason to believe that Beit Din knows about it, you don't do chilul Shabbat. Therefore, the same thing is true over here. Whatever isn't necessary isn't necessary. Chachamim apparently hold, even though it's not absolutely necessary, part of the mitzvah. Again, says the Gemara, "Mi mai? What's the comparison? Tiobad kam lagokam Rabbi Yossi atam dulonit na Shabbat litachot." What comparison is there? Rabbi Yossi is saying, in a case where we know the Beis Din saw the moon, because every idiot saw the moon, so there is no chilul Shabbos. There was no mitzvah to be a mechal Shabbos at all. Here there's definitely a mitzvah to be a mechal Shabbos. And I was a mechal Shabbos. I cut now the mila. You're telling me that therefore, since Rabbi Yossi said you don't have to go to Beis Din, Beis Din knows about it, therefore I don't have to finish the mila when I was a mechal Shabbos. I don't understand what you're saying. There's no comparison. Here there is a chiyuv of chilul Shabbos, and there is no chiyuv of chilul Shabbos. Forget about it. That can't be the pshat. El Amri Nardoi, actually say the Nardoi, by a quirk, a curious quirk. If anything, it's the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Yossi, but not in this case. In another case, what is considered to be a hefseg in the Lechem HaPanim on the Shulchan? It says, Lifanai Tamid. What does that mean, lifanai tamid? Now, if you hold the fanai tamid means that there cannot be an interruption, and you hold that an interruption is even a momentary interruption, So then what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to make it that the old lechem is removed as the new lechem is put on. So basically you're going to have two kohanim sliding off the lechem at the same time that you're going to have two kohanim putting on the lechem on the other side of the shulchan. Okay, then that would mean that any hefsek, boom, starts over again. But if you hold that even if you take out the lechem, then you bring out the lechem. No, what's the big deal? That's not such a big hefsek. It's the same thing over here. Wouldn't be considered a hefsek. It happens to be that's a machlokas, Rabbi Yossi in the Rabbanim. It's not. Arba'a kohanim nichnasim, shnayim biyadam shnei sedarim, v'shnayim biyadam shnei bezichim, v'arba'a magdimim lifneihem, shnayim lito shnei sedarim, v'shnayim lito shnei bezichim. So basically you have eight kohanim that are going to be osek in the shulchan on every Shabbat. Two kohanim go in first to grab hold of the old lechem. Another two kohanim go in first to grab hold of the old bezichim, which is the equivalent of the komets on a normal mincha. Two kohanim come in with the new lechem, and two kohanim come in holding the two new bezichim. And then the ones that are about to be machnis the lechem are omei bitzafon ufnehem ledorom. So they sit facing, stand facing the shulchan and the wall behind the shulchan. V'hamotzi'im, the ones who are going to be removing the lechem, stand along the southern wall with the wall to their back, facing south, and they are now looking to the others in the north. Elu moshchim ve'elu menichim. They then simultaneously, the ones that are removing the lechem pull towards the wall, meaning towards themselves, while the other ones put in the new lechem. Tefacho shel zeh betzat tefacho shel zeh. You never have a tefach of the shulchan that's uncovered from the lechem. Mishum shenema lefanai tamid. Rabbi Yossi omer. Rabbi Yossi said, what's the big deal? Afilu elu notlin ve'elu menichim. Let somebody take off the lechem. And somebody else will put on the lechem. What's wrong with that? Abzeh hayat tamid. Why isn't that also considered tamid? So you see that therefore he holds that it's not considered to be that I was osek. I stopped being osek in the mitzvah. If that's the case, the same thing should be true over here. What do I care? You were pirish. You're pirish, you're chayzer. Suddenly you took off the lechem, so you're maksib the lechem. So apparently, it would only be going to leave the Rabbonim. All has to be one act. Once you're perish, it's considered to be that the Shulchan was below lechem. Turn Rabbonim. Mehalketin et hamila, v'im lo yilkat, onushkaret. So here it says that if there are any tzitzin, they would need to be shaved off. Of course, it's talking about tzitzin ha-me'akvin. And if you didn't take off those tzitzin ha-me'akvin, then you would be chayiv karet. Who would be chayiv karet? Money. Omer of Kahana, the maya. Maya. I mean, it can't be the kid. Now, why would the maya be chayiv karet? Because he didn't do a job. Here it is Shabbos. It's Mechal of Shabbos. Cuts off half of an arla. So, we're good as cutting off half of the arla. So, now all he did was a maaseh chabalah. It was no toldam on Shabbos. He would be chayiv. That's what it means. Matki for Rav Ashi. I don't understand. Oh, sorry. Matki Rav Papa. I don't understand. Uman? The mayo. Why can't the mayo say, look, guys, ana abipalga the mitzvah. I did half of it. Now you do the other half. I thought I'd do the talk. I mean, what I cut as part of a chiyuv of the mitzvah. It happened to be the father of the son told me I also want to have a share in the mitzvah. Fine, okay, so I started the mitzvah. Now you finish. What's so terrible about that? We were both mishtatik for the mitzvah. So to tell me that because I didn't complete the mitzvah, that what I did wasn't a mitzvah. We did it together, by the way, from this Gemara, indeed. There are many Shilas, because the Gemara seems to be saying that it's okay, even the Chathila, to split a Mila. And we don't consider it to be Chilul Shabbat, but I did a half of a mitzvah. A lot of discussion about whether that we remain with that la'alacha. Right? I mean, there are more paskins that indeed it's mutar, based on this Gemara. But because there is, with so much itnagdut to that, and he said it's better to be machmir not to. But lemaisa, many of the paskim paskin that it's mutar, and there are many people who do it. There's often, even on Shabbos, very often a father wants to have a share in the mitzvah. So, right. So therefore, it can't mean that. It doesn't make any sense. What I did. El Amr of Papa, it's got to be talking about Gadol. If a person was being mal himself on Shabbos, he does part of the mitzvah, not the rest. So then, when he's left with his, whenever it was, when he's left with a non-functional brit milah, because it's not a kosher brit milah, and he never completes the brit milah, is it a mikhayev karet? Or in this case, when he grows up, when this pino grows up, and it means a partial milah is a non-milah. So you understand, what's the chiddush in that? God, I mean, it says b'feirush in a pasuk. Arel, zachar, ashelo, yamul, b'sar, latov, nikutam. So what are you telling me? That because somebody did a half a milah, therefore I would think he's not chayev. What's the chiddush in that? Either he is nimol or he's not nimol. There's no halfway. So I don't need a. You tell me now the fair shapasik. Elam Ravash, you go back to the way you understood in the first place. It's talking about the mila. But the problem over here is not that there's a case where he could say, okay, so go finish. I did my share, you do your share. The case over here was that it was getting very close to Shkia. And they said to him, look, it's already too late, forget about it, we can't do the bris. It's going to be Mekal Shabbos. No, don't worry. I'm very quick. Well, he's very quick, and he manages to do half. It was Mekal Shabbos. That's what it said. So they told him, lo misapakta, you're not going to finish. Ramah said, don't worry. Yed the Seder. This is the first mocker, the Yed the Seder. So, Misapkina, the Arvad, and sure enough, he goes ahead. Velami stopped, and he didn't finish. Vishtaki, the Chabura with the Arvad. So all he managed to do was a Chabura. And therefore, it's telling you, you should know, that a half a Mila, even though you're saying that, but I was being Isaac and Mila, but it wasn't Avat Barishas. It was Avat Shalom Barishas, as they were telling him he couldn't finish. And therefore, he would be Chayef Kare.
But why? He did this on Erev Shabbos.
Shabbos is getting close to the whole day. Shabbos is kosher. He's coming now. It's 5 minutes before Shkia. He comes late. You tell him, but you're not going to finish the whole Mila. Yeah. So what I did, he's saying, but I had Rishus. But you didn't have Rishus because we told you weren't going to finish. So you should never have started.
Wouldn't that be worse? Didn't do Mila Bismano.
He didn't do Mila Bismano anyway. Because he didn't complete it. You have to complete the Mila Bismano. There's no need to start a Mila Bismano.
The Koris is Shabbos, not Mila.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Shabbos.
What about the bandage issue and all that? If you just finished the Mila right at the end of Shabbos, and then he'd be in the bandage.
Yes, exactly. Even Netivas Dam on Shabbos. It's Shrita on Shabbos.
Maybe he.
Yeah?
What if those are Beno Tam?
That's the kind of thing that actually happens. You should know.
So.
It was only Shkia 45 minutes ago. What's the problem? I'll stop Mincha first. Hold on. They actually do this. It's not fair. Mertzitzin. Amr of Papa. Hai Uda, the low Mayit, Sakanahu Va'avrinanai. If a mohel refuses to suck out the wound, he's a little too fastidious, it's considered to be a sakana, and we take away his license. Says the Gemara, well, obviously, if the Mishnah says you're machal Shabbos in order to dematzeitz the wound, then you're certainly going to now be drawing blood on Shabbos, and drawing blood on Shabbos is us. So it must be that it's a sakana. So why do I need? I mean, obviously, if the guy is unwilling to deal with a sakana, he should not be involved in Brit Milah. So pshita minakar mechal le'ale shabata sakana. Says the Gemara, no. Amar detain. You see, from the Mishnah, I might not have realized that it's really chilul Shabbat, because I could have thought that haidam mifkat pakit. I could have thought that when I cut the orla, the blood that is gathering here, which, depending on the pressure, obviously, and the rapidity of the coagulation, is either going to seep out or not seep out, but the point is, it's already detached. And therefore, it's considered to be in a container, for all intents and purposes. Blood in a container, for me to suck out a container, is certainly not a chilul Shabbos. The only time that it's a chilul Shabbos is if I actually remove it from its mark. Not once it's already out of its capillaries now waiting to seep out. So I might have thought that I really wouldn't be mechalel Shabbos for this. But what I'm doing is an improvement. It's not kedai to be mechalel Shabbos for. It's not that it's a sakana. It's part of, perhaps it prevents bruising, let's say, right? So if you don't have blood gathering there, which then will leave a bruise as it's eventually reabsorbed into the body. So okay, so mamela, so I suck out the blood in order that there shouldn't be bruising. But who's to say that it's really a sakana? Gamash Malan, therefore, the Chiddush over here that he say that it's a sakana and we will fire the male, is that in fact, chibui mifka. It's actually connected to the body. When I suck it out, then I'm removing it. It's netilat neshama, and I'm going to be chayev on chayvel. And therefore, the only reason the Torah is telling me to do it over here, the Mishnah is telling me to do it, is because of a sakana. In which case, if a male refuses to do it, he's overly fastidious, then he has no business being a doctor. V'dumya de'ispalinit v'kamon. It's no different than the bandage and the antiseptic. Just like an ispalinit v'kamon, just like I understand that that is essential, I mean, it stops the bleeding and so on. Therefore, it's coming from me over here. If it isn't done, it's a sakana, and we fire the male. Now, this has come, as you know, under a lot of recent fire. Well, I mean, first of all, years ago, at the beginning of the Haskalah, the whole idea of Metzitza came under fire because it didn't have any medical basis. So something that has, okay, the Gemara believed it's a sakana, but now we know it's not a sakana, so that it's just ridiculous. So why do it? Well, tremendous amount of kumas and the rejection of Misora and so on and so forth. But then came serious issues, which are bizmanenu. It was once AIDS became a problem, and this became an extremely serious problem. What's more, there's the recent issues about herpes. Herpes is also a problem, and so on. The truth is that surprisingly, before actual AIDS issue, and surprisingly, this kind of business not only seemed not to have caused any problems. There's no significant medical history of infections at Bris Milas and so on. It's an astonishingly clean, rapid procedure, despite the fact that Metzitza was universal until very recently. Metzitza Pepe, because of course the fact is that saliva has a great deal of antiseptic property anyway, more more than it's liable to be madbi, it's liable to actually heal, but which is the kamon, and chewing the kamon and so on and so forth. But once there came to be a shaila of a sakana, either for the male or for the child, and a male who does, you know, 10, 20 britot a day or more, the percentages of his one day bumping into a child who was born with AIDS is just reasonable already. Something to, look, if a dentist has to take precaution to wear glasses because he may get a spurt of blood in it, and there have been such cases, spurt of blood in the eye from a tooth of a patient who's carrying AIDS. I mean, kosher game, you don't want to be sucking out blood from a patient. I mean, that's just terrible. So over there, already, then there's a real tzat sofik for a male, for male himself. And there already, I mean, these are old tshuvas, I'm saying, for really pastor, the slightest shash of sakana, you're docha anything that's only mitam, a minhag, or a tradition, and so on, of any kind. There's certainly no basis, even though, again, the chassidim love this kind of stuff. So it must have been that Meshur Rabbeinu was told by a Kaddish Baruch Hu, if you do kneel, it's got to be with mitzitza. I mean, seriously, the someone literally say it must be Aloha Lavashim Sinai. Where else would it come from? The din of Sakon is only secondary. So, okay, but since it's Muskem Kemat, the Kola Peskim, that this is purely a medical umdana that the Gemara had, and there are actually those who recently have done experiments and brought riyas, turns out that it is a very important procedure, medically speaking, does contribute to healing, etc., etc. Whatever. I mean, that's already a shaila, you know. This is in the Jewish journals, you know. Sinai, Horeb, Halperin, this, all of this stuff. But in terms of the actual sakana of infection, then already you have to take it very, very seriously. So there are many who started using only a tube, even though it would have been mitzvah, that they shouldn't be exposed directly to blood, or that the child shouldn't be exposed to the saliva of the male. Continues, Om Rabbaye. Om Rabbaye, my mommy always told me that Ispalanita de Kulu Kivi, the best kind poultice for any type of problem is you take Shev Binoi Tarba, you take 7 parts fat, Vachada Kira, to 1 part wax. And that's what you need as a base for any of your bandaging. Rava says, no, wait a minute. There's Kira, but there's also Kalba Rishina. And Kalba Rishina is very important. Kalba Rishina is a clear resin that comes from a tree, and when you heat it, and that's very effective as an antiseptic. And as a matter of fact, Rava went out and gave this as a drusha in Mechuza to tell people in the drusha that it's effective for wounds to bandage with this Kalba Rishina. And my God, there was a famous family over there, Minyume Asya, they tore their clothing because this was basically their big secret that nobody knew. Can you imagine Rubber gets up and he tells you how to make your own Coca-Cola? God help us. Right, so this is what happened over there. So he gave away all the medical secrets, basically. So they tore their clothing. Amalo, the Rebbe says to them, stop getting so hysterical. Shakilachu chada, it's a good thing for you. I left you one secret that I wasn't bearish. The Omar Shmuel, I man the mashi api velo nagif tuda. If a person washes his face and does not dry his skin properly, so nikterle chaspenita, his skin breaks out in, well, you know what it breaks out in. It becomes, I mean, lamaisa, this chaspenita, some type of, you know, warty kind of thing. But, I mean, your skin becomes, what's it called when it's
acne?
No, it gets very dry and, what's that called? It starts with redness and then it.
Oh, yeah.
No. In your moments. Yeah, it becomes very chapped, but there's a word for the things on the way. So what do you do with it? Maita kante, and this is what I didn't tell him. You're lucky, you better behave yourself, because I'm liable to give it the next drusher if you're not careful with how much you charge me. So maita kante, limshe tuva b'maya de silka. I know what the takon is. Borscht. Porsche, that's the fact. And because of that, as you know, anytime somebody tells you something that doesn't work, you say, ah, Porsche. I know they still do that, but it's certainly, it's just Porsche.